Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Anne-Marie Boyhan, who's a holistic sleep expert, founder of the Sleep Care Company and author of the Sleep Journal, is with me here clearly to talk about sleep today, Anne-Marie. But of course, it's the good weather conditions, really, and the difficulties that causes for some people at night.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good. I'm not too bad. I'm nearly reluctant, Anne-Marie, to have any complaint whatsoever on the show about the heat, because we get it for such a short period of time. We should embrace it and enjoy it. And even if it means you're having a restless night for two or three nights of the year, sure, what about it?
Exactly. No, it's fantastic to see the good weather coming. I can't wait. But yeah, the problem is that unfortunately some people just can't sleep in the heat, and you might know this when we go abroad, but it sometimes happens to us when we get the odd heat wave like this.
So what can we do?
The first thing is to look at the room temperature of your bedroom. So it needs to be about 18 degrees Celsius, but anything from 16 to 20 degrees is good for sleep. And the problem is when the temperature is high outside, this rises and your room is going to get hot during the day. So anything over 18 degrees, our bodies just, they can't sleep. And our brain thinks that the heat is a signal to stay awake. So we need to reduce that body temperature and that room temperature. So there's a couple of things to do. So firstly, looking at your room. You can have a fan in your room. Another thing is to actually open the windows during the day and close the curtains and blinds. So if you look to our neighbours in Spain and Italy, they're used to the hot weather, but they keep their rooms dark during the day. So, you know, the big shutters, that's how they keep their rooms cool. So equally for us, if we can do that, shut the curtains and the blinds, and that will keep the room cool and ready for sleep.
Okay, so anything between 16 to about 20 degrees
is good. And then, like, the temperatures that are predicted might be 21, 22, 23. Like, that's when we don't sleep. So get your room cool is the first thing. Prepare your room, and then you might need a fan. And then the next thing is to actually, if it is really hot, then there's ways to get your body down as well as the room. So a couple of things to get your body temperature down. So you could use a cold hot water bottle. So cold water in a hot water bottle,
right,
and take it to bed. The other thing is that the old fashioned flannels and really cold water, you know, dab them on yourself. And the other thing is your feet. If they get swollen or hot, put them in a basin or a really cold shower just up to your knees, and that's a really good way of lowering your body temperature.
I heard somebody the other day mention that they were going to change over their duvet now for their summer duvet. Like, I only have one.
I know. It is a good idea. So the winter duvets are usually a higher tog, so that's how warm they are. So for cooler climates, we're looking in winter, you know, our winter duvet is typically around 10.5 to 13.5 tog. So you see that when you buy your duvet, it tells you the tog of it. So for summer, we do need to be changing our duvet to a tog that's between 2.5 and 4.5 tog.
Okay, so we should be switching duvets in the summer then, Anne-Marie?
Definitely, yeah.
Right.
Because you just can't handle your winter duvet in the summer. You'd be throwing it off. It's just too heavy. So you change the lower tog duvet in the summer.
What about the mattress that you have? Does that have any effect or impact at all?
Obviously, choose a good mattress. You know, mattresses last us 5-10 years, I would say, preferably 5. But definitely one that you're comfortable on. You know, try them out in the shop before you buy them. But I think it's more around the actual bed clothes. So like that, the duvet and the sheets. So when it gets really hot, you know, you're probably only looking at wearing one sheet, and you don't need more than that, or your summer duvet. And then down to your bed clothes, then you might have to strip off and wear something that has cotton or bamboo. So nothing that's going to make you sweat. So you're looking at natural materials. You know, polyester, things like that are really going to make you sweat. So look for natural fibers. There's even a wool pillow that's really good by an Irish company called Willow.
Okay.
And that's, would you believe, fantastic for sleep, because the wool is a natural fibre and it keeps us warm in winter, but also is really good at reducing the temperature in the summer.
The Willow pillow.
The Willow pillow, right. Yeah, made in Ireland.
Yeah, I must check it out. And, you know, I often see people who use, you know, the various different, like, I don't even know what you call them. Are they kind of like a spray-on nighttime lavender oil, or like the different kind of roll-on oils that you can rub on your wrist? Do they have any effect, Anne-Marie?
They do. Aromatherapy is really good for sleep. And the different scents have different effects on us. So, like that person with the lavender, their lavender can be really good for sleep. So like that, when we smell it, it has that calming effect on us to help us sleep. You can put it in a spray bottle and spritz it near your bed, or you could have it as a roll on and put it on your wrists or behind your ears. Another really good scent for sleep in aromatherapy is called geranium bourbon. So it might smell like your geraniums at your granny's house, but it's actually quite conducive to sleep. Mm. There are a few scents that are really good. Again, it's different strokes for different folks. For some people, it works really well in a nighttime wind down routine to have something like that is telling their brain, okay, I'm getting ready, I'm going to sleep. Brain, we're going to sleep soon, so this is my way of winding down and getting ready.
The other thing, though, that's very difficult at the moment, the fact that it's like, look, it's great, it's, you know, it's bright so much later into the night, but it definitely makes it more difficult to go to bed around 10 o'clock.
So, yeah, it's so hard. And even for kids, they can't understand it. Why am I going to bed with it bright outside? You know, never mind us adults. And the long stretch in the evening is fantastic. But light does have a huge effect on our sleep. You know, it's going to wake us up. So if you have yourself or kids going to bed before it's dark, it's really about, again, darkening the room as much as possible. And then for ourselves, for adults, you could wear a sleep mask or have blackout blinds that are going to block out that light if you do need to go to sleep early for some reason.
Yeah, I'm all about the blackout blinds. Absolutely love them. Another listener again wondering about the sleep sprays. Are there sprays in particular, Anne-Marie, that you recommend?
Yeah, there's a good one, again, by an Irish company called Cotanical with a K. They are made of all natural aromatherapy oils. So it's Cotanical, K-O-N-I-T-I-C-A-L. And they have a number of aromatherapy oils as well for sleep. You'll see, so they have it in a spray, a room spray and a pillow spray, but they also have it in an aromatherapy little bottle that you can either put into a diffuser or you can put on your skin, or like I said, make up your own little spray yourself. You add the drops to a bottle, a spray bottle, add it with water. So they have high altitude lavender is really good for sleep, geranium bourbon, and there are other scents there that are good for sleep as well and for calming.
There you go. That's all we need. I don't like to complain too much about the good weather because, as I said, we don't get it very frequently. And why not enjoy it? For those few days, we can think that we're blissfully on holidays in the sunny sunshine summer. Anne-Marie Boyhin, who's a holistic sleep expert, founder of the Sleep Care Company and author of the Sleep Journal. Anne-Marie, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.